And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The impacts of the General Assembly's recent decision to alter early voting rules are starting to come into focus, and as expected, the news is not good. As you will recall, lawmakers initially made two big changes. First, they moved to end all early voting on the last Saturday prior to Election Day, a day used disproportionately by voters of color. Second, they did away with the ability of county election boards to set hours that would be convenient in their areas and mandated instead that all sites be kept open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day of early voting. While Saturday voting was reinstated after lawmakers realized they would lose a lawsuit challenging it, the 7-to-7 requirement was kept, and it's already causing big problems. Because local election boards lack the staff, volunteers, and resources to keep every early voting site open 12 hours a day, several are already moving to simply maintain fewer sites. The practical impact of all this is obvious. Fewer communities will have easy access to early voting, and once again, democracy is suffering at the hands of the North Carolina General Assembly. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.